geopolitical risk is now a cyber compliance crisis. E-Jira Global Podcast Script. Pause. Hook. What if the missile strike on a Black Sea cargo ship and Taiwan rewriting its telecom law this week just triggered a compliance requirement inside your agency's network? And you don't even know it yet? Because here's the thing. Geopolitical events aren't background noise anymore. They're audit triggers. And if you're a government contractor, this is personal. Pause. Context. We are living through July 2026, and the cybersecurity compliance world just got a lot more complicated. Armed conflict in the Black Sea. Taiwan fast-tracking Starlink into its critical infrastructure. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov working the ASEAN diplomatic circuit. And Apple suing an OpenAI executive over AI intellectual property. These aren't separate headlines. They're reshaping the attack surface for every government agency and defense contractor operating right now. Pause. 3K EY Insights. First, Taiwan's Starlink approval isn't just geopolitics. It's a governance wake-up call. Taiwan's legislature greenlit SpaceX satellite internet specifically to harden communications against Chinese military disruption. If a foreign government is operationalizing space-based communications as critical infrastructure doctrine, your agency needs to ask right now, does your current authority to operate actually account for third-party satellite dependencies? Because under NIST SP-853 and CMMC, that's not hypothetical. That's audit ready. Pause. Second, Lavrov showing up at ASEAN meetings in Manila is a threat window, not a calendar entry. Nation-state actors use multilateral diplomatic events to run signals intelligence, test social engineering, and probe partner networks. If your agency interfaces with ASEAN-aligned systems or personnel, this is a heightened threat posture interval. Governance frameworks need dynamic adjustment, threat feeds, access control reviews, anomaly detection thresholds, all of it, right now, not after an incident. Pause. Third, AI governance just walked into the courtroom. Apple's lawsuit against a Malaysian-born OpenAI executive signals that AI talent, IP, and competitive intelligence are now active legal liability territory. If your agency uses AI-integrated systems, your compliance posture has to account for this new legal exposure layer. As E-Jira Global puts it directly, geopolitical events and high-profile tech lawsuits are not separate from your compliance calendar. They are your compliance calendar. Pause. Takeaway. Here's your one action item today. Open your agency's risk register right now and cross-reference it against this week's geopolitical events. Satellite dependencies. ASEAN-adjacent partnerships. AI. Vendor contracts. Flag them. The agencies maintaining their ATOs when auditors arrive are the ones doing this proactively, not reactively. Buzz. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at ajetmedas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at ajetmedas.xyz.